So this is a free virtual educational conference that is open to Kansas residents. It's taking place on Tuesday, June 15th from 10 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. It's going to be done through the internet. You can sign up by visiting our website at www.alzfdn.org. Just click on the events calendar in the top right corner and you'll see it. It's totally free. It's open to everyone and we invite everyone to take part.
Is this for anyone or is this for experts, educators? What's sort of the level of conversation that's going to be going on here?
It's really designed for everyone to help provide real practical advice for caregivers. It's designed to provide information about Alzheimer's disease for the general public. It can provide different tips and strategies that professionals can use. Speakers are all experts, but again, it's open to the general public and we invite everybody to take part because there's really something for everyone.
Will there be presentations designed for caregivers?
Yes. So there's a number of different sessions that are taking place. The first session is actually going to be an overview of AFA and the different services that we provide. We're going to have Dr. Mehmet Oz, who's the host of the Dr. Oz Show. He's going to be a special guest speaker. He's going to share his family's personal story with Alzheimer's disease. His mom, Suna, was diagnosed last fall, and he's going to describe how that impacted his family, some of the warning signs that they actually missed, and he's going to talk about how they're caring for her, but also sharing tips to promote good brain health and healthy aging. We're going to have Dr. Jeffrey Burns, who's going to do a session. He's the co-director of the University of Kansas Alzheimer's Disease Centers. He's going to talk about the latest information on Alzheimer's treatment and different ways that you can potentially reduce your risk of developing Alzheimer's disease or another dementia-related illness. We're going to have an elder law attorney from KC Elder Law, and she's going to offer different advice on how to get the care you need and cover the mounting costs of long-term care without draining your savings, and really talk about some different financial planning things that families affected by Alzheimer's disease can utilize. And then there's going to be a final session on grief that will provide a brief analysis of grief, common types of grief associated with Alzheimer's disease, and explain to caregivers how they can interact with their loved ones to create healing bonds and wellness. Whether it's learning about different things that you can do to be proactive and potentially reduce your risk of developing dementia, or different care strategies, financial planning, Alzheimer's research updates, there's something for everyone here. And again, it's totally free. We invite people to register.
This must be a very exciting time for people who are working in Alzheimer's research, just so many advances. Are you planning to have sessions in which you talk about some of those advances?
Well, Dr. Burns is going to talk about different advances in Alzheimer's research. He's going to talk about some of the research he himself is doing as well. But you're right, there is progress being made. I would say one of the real big things that we've seen over the last 10 years, federal funding has gone from about $500 million a year to now over $3.1 billion a year for Alzheimer's disease research. And it's really encouraging that Republicans and Democrats, both in the House and in the White House, and again, control of the House and Senate has changed, control of the White House has changed, but they're all coming together and really recognizing that this is a public health crisis. So that's very encouraging, but you know, we're not at the finish line yet, and it needs to keep moving forward. But again, there's hope there.